Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma. So, welcome back to my podcast, Stupid Genius. I hope you're having a good day. Let's talk about the podcast for a second. Because, you know, we're here, right? Listen, I want to change it up a little bit, okay? I feel like, you know, I've never done a podcast before, okay? So when I first started, I had like this vision of what I wanted the podcast to look like. And now I feel like that's starting to change a tiny bit. Not really, but a little bit. I still like the fact that we have these like, you know, questions and that we talk about them. And I still want to be doing all that. But I think instead of, you know, I want to make it a little more raw, editing wise. Just make it a little more raw, make it a little bit more organic, whatever. Take away a lot of the added stuff. And, you know, start including my amazing producer, Kristen, into this a little bit. She's going to be reading the answers to me live on set.
Hello.
See, there she is. She's the best. So she's going to be, we're going to be more having a conversation rather than like, you know, having like narrator. Anyway, it's going to be a lot more like organic and more of a discussion with Kristen, you know, instead of it being so overly produced. I just feel like that's never been me, but I wanted it to be when I first started this. And now I'm just starting to feel like not as excited about that format. And so I want to change it up. Still going to be fun, probably going to be even more fun, but you know, that's the thing. It's kind of hard. It's a hard bust to the ego at times when, you know, the way that you envisioned something doesn't end up satisfying you the way that you wanted it to, and you have to change things around. That can hurt your ego, but it's a part of growth, y'all. Like when I first started my YouTube channel, I was like doing shit that just didn't make sense for me. Like it was like, that's what I pictured myself doing when I first started, but then it didn't end up matching up. So, and then I changed it, and then that's when things got real fun. So we'll see how this goes. And I think it's going to be even easier to understand and even easier to follow along with. And you guys don't give a fuck. So let's get into the topic of the day, which is, I don't know. Oh, why does sweat smell bad? This is funny because not only does everyone on the internet think I have bad hygiene, so it's like super relevant, but also, like, I don't know. I'm just curious. Like, it's actually kind of weird. Like, if you really think about it, like, why, like, it doesn't smell bad when you first are sweating, I feel like. It smells bad like later, and like that just confuses me. Like, does like, also like, what even is sweat? Like, we need to talk about sweat because y'all, my hygiene is just awful. Oh man, I haven't showered in years. Fuck you guys. I shower literally every day. Assholes. No one's ever told me I smell bad. Ever. And I have before. But like, it's never been intentional. It's like, if I fucking work out and then I go get coffee and like, I like, for some reason, sweat really hard that day, like, I'm not going to smell great. But then I shower it off and you can fucking relax. I shower. I just think it's so fucking unfair that that's the label that you guys put on me, is that I have bad hygiene. It's like every comment on my fucking Instagram is like, y'all smelled it? Shut the fuck up. Yes, I do smell that. And it's my fucking perfume from Scentbird. I'm just kidding. This episode's not sponsored by Scentbird. Bleep out Scentbird. No, I'm just kidding. But basically I shower, but it's still an interesting topic. Why does sweat smell bad regardless? And do you know what? Okay, one last thing I'm gonna say before we get into this. Like, don't fucking act like you've never smelled bad before. Because I know you have. So don't be like, oh, Emma smelled bad before. Like, yeah, and so have you, idiot. Sorry. Do you know what? Let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code EMMA. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
Well, actually, no. Before we get into it, let's talk about the word of the day, which is actually sweating. Fitting.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi. Oh, my God. I love that, like, they can hear you now.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's so weird because, like, you've always been here, but they never knew.
Yeah, and I sounded weird just kind of, like, laughing in the background. Yeah. That's me. That was me.
She's here.
Okay, so sweating is actually the word of the day.
Okay. Oh, right.
You asked what sweat was. Sweating is actually the secretion of fluids by sweat glands onto the surface of the skin, mainly for the purpose of maintaining body temperature within an ideal range.
Interesting. I have very active sweat glands, I think. Like, I sweat a fuck ton. Like, I will go to, like, an exercise class, and I will literally come out. And, like, my leggings, it looks like I pissed myself. And, like, my, like, whole, like, sports bra will, like, look like I, like, am pregnant and, like, milk. More on that later. But you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, look fucking, like, drenched. Like, I just sweat so easily. Also, like, I just, like, my apartment has to be on, like, 65 or else I'm sweating. It's super weird. I'm, like, very sweaty. But I've met a lot of people that just straight up don't sweat. And I'm jealous. So, but I think because I almost sweat so much, I rarely smell bad with sweat. Like, my sweat doesn't normally smell bad. Also, probably because I shower before it would smell bad. But, yeah, I shower. Oh, my God. Fuck you. I'm so pissed. I feel like every time I'm, like, I'm just so defensive about this. Anyway. All right, well, let's start breaking this down. I'm going to start guessing, making my guess. I remember I talked about this with my dad once because we were talking about how it's like, why? Well, my dad helps me come up with my questions for this podcast. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Chambi Paints. Anyways. And he was like, why is like, why do I not smell bad? Like, I literally just sweat so much and I literally don't smell bad. And my friend, in like, my friend doesn't smell bad. Like, why do none of us smell bad? And he was like, well, sweat doesn't like smell until it dries. And I was like, oh, that's true. And like, but like, how is that possible? And like, what is sweat made up of? Okay, because it's like water. It looks exactly like water. Like, is it just water with toxins in it? Wait, that makes so much fucking sense. Wait, I might have it already. Okay, here's my, like, I just had to, like, think out loud for a second, but now I think I have my first guess. So I think sweat smells bad because sweat is your body exerting basically H2O out of your pores so that you can regulate your body temperature. Like if you're hot, then it makes you feel colder because the wind hits your sweat and then you feel more cooled off. Okay. Anyway, but the reason why the sweat smells bad is because in the H2O, if you will, that's being exerted out of your pores, it actually has toxins in it. Like maybe like bacteria or like toxins, whatever is toxins are. I don't know if that's like junk, you know? And then when the toxins slash like bacteria slash whatever, when they dry, like why would they make a smell though? Like maybe when they dry, they like die. And then they like smell like a carcass of the toxins that died. But then toxins were never alive. Okay, hold on. Back to the drawing board. Like when it dries, like maybe. No. Okay, so the toxins get let out of your pores with the H2O, with the water that you sweat out. And then once the water, and then the toxins get into the air. Like they like float off your skin because the oxygen in the air picks it up and then people smell it. Okay. I know that was really a stretch, y'all, but like, can we just talk about this? Like, how was that?
Kind of close, but not right.
Okay. But like, we weren't wrong. Why did I just like get in all of a sudden? I just had like a weird vision in my head and I just saw Kylie Jenner like in my head. Like I literally closed my eyes and I just saw Kylie Jenner like right in front of my face. No, it was like super fucking weird. Like I'm really scared. Yeah, I'm like really scared. She was like, I literally could see her right now if I like had to close my eyes again. Why am I doing that? Am I okay?
She's not in here.
Kristen, are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh my fucking Kylie. I'm scared. That was crazy, y'all. Like, what is happening? Well, I'm also, like, not okay, but we'll talk about that during our wind down of this episode. Anyway, like, I'm just, like, a mess. Well, no, I'm not. Every episode is just me trying, like, to determine, like, my mental state every single episode. Okay, well, that was wrong, so let's try again. Okay, maybe, well, where did I go wrong, ma'am?
You were close with the bacteria stuff.
Okay. Okay, so what if... What is sweat? Is sweat water or no? Like what is, well, actually, no, don't tell me. That will be cheating, maybe. Will it?
It's water and ammonia.
Oh, okay.
Salts and sugar.
Okay, so maybe then let's just kind of, you know, pick up where we left off. Maybe instead of like the bacteria floating into the air, the bacteria stays on your skin. And when it dries on your skin, maybe the bacteria combines with the oxygen in the air. Maybe like the bacteria and the oxygen in the air have a reaction that create a gas that smells bad.
No.
What the fuck?
No. What? You're hung up on the drying aspect of it.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know why? Because I feel like it never, sweat doesn't just smell bad when it first comes out, y'all.
Mm. Or does it?
Oh, but I'm always wearing deodorant. Oh, shit. Maybe it's just as simple as this. Maybe it's just as simple as the bacteria reaching the surface of your skin and sitting there and just being damn stanky.
Do you want to know the answer?
Have I tried hard enough? Should I try one more time?
Try one more time.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Okay, last guess is that the bacteria comes out and they start pooping on you. Like they're like pooping, making big poops on you that are small, and then they smell.
No, that's not right.
I don't fucking know. I tried.
Here's the answer. Okay. Here's why your sweat smells bad. Body odor is caused by bacteria breaking down sweat and is largely linked to the apocrine glands. Most body odor comes from these, so sweat itself doesn't smell. But body odor might occur when bacteria on the skin break down acids contained in the sweat produced by the apocrine glands. Most of the apocrine glands in the skin are located in the groin and the armpits. In the skin, they usually have an odor in their scent glands.
Oh, so that's why you don't need to put deodorant like on your belly button and shit. Because I always wondered that actually, because I was like, so basically like that, okay, that actually is like way more complicated than I thought. Because normally like, yeah, like no one, interesting. Oh my God, sweat is so, ugh. Okay, well, let's talk about that. Oh my God, that was like Good Mythical Morning. Let's talk about that. If you know what Good Mythical Morning is, well, you probably do because like Rhett and Link are bae forever, but that was like my childhood, so keep that in mind. Anyway, that's why that just came out so naturally. Okay, you know what? I'm really tired today, and so I'm just kind of ready to like close my eyes and talk about me now. You know, it's just kind of how it is. It's just kind of like the best part of the day. We have to talk about science so that I can continue learning, or else I'm just going to turn super dumb. But talking about me is good to just keep me self-reflecting. Okay. So first, let's talk about sweating, because I've been just thinking about this whole entire time. Because like I tend to do workout classes. I don't tend to go to the gym. I don't really like that. So I've dealt with like some crazy sweat. Like people that I've been next to in my classes just, I mean, filling the damn room. And it's just crazy how like someone's body can do that. It's also so interesting how everybody's like sweat smells different. Like I could probably close my eyes and know who's, that's fucking weird. It's true though. Like with all the people that are close to me in my life where I've smelled their sweat like one time or another, because it happens. Like I could definitely pick out whose sweat that was out of like a group. Do you know what I mean? Is that like weird? I really am sorry. But it's true. I do have a phobia. This is so funny because everybody would not know this about me. So, because you think I don't shower. You think I fucking smell bad. Okay. Fucking. So what I'm literally gonna die and everyone's gonna be like, yo, fucking the world smells so much better now, she's dead. Like that's what everyone's gonna say about me. But like that's gonna be my legacy. But that's okay. At least I was a good person that smelled bad in your eyes. Maybe you think I'm a bad person. I know different. Okay? And I know I smell good most of the time. So just suck on that. See how defensive I am about it? See, this is what happens when y'all bully me. I start getting defensive. I'm never defensive. That was defensive, what I just said. Oh my God, oh my God. Anyway, where was I going? Oh yeah, I have like a huge, huge phobia of smelling bad. So like, I always got, like I have deodorant in my car. I have deodorant in every purse, backpack, suitcase, like every pocket. Like I literally have deodorant on me at all times. it's a huge thing for me. Like, I remember in middle school when I was like first wearing deodorant and my mom was like, we're going to get you natural deodorant for so that you don't get toxins in your butt. And it didn't work, you know? And I was an athlete as a young child. Like I was always like being an athlete. Okay. So I would sweat like a lot, you know? And like for those things. And I just would like, the natural deodorant would, I'd literally be having like a panic attack because like I would get such bad anxiety about it because I knew that I was sweating through my natural deodorant. And then finally I like begged my mom and I was like, listen, you got to get me deodorant that works because I am so, this is like constantly haunting me. She's like, okay, honey, it's, could have just said you wanted regular deodorant. I was like, oh my God, mom, thank you. It's like the Tom's from Maine is like really like the mango flavor. Like it smells great, but like, I just can't. Like when you're working out for like 3 hours at like whatever, or doing like a sport for like 3 hours, like I'm sorry, but Tom's from Maine deodorant is not going to cut it. All right. Then I started using Old Spice and my body had not the best reaction to it. And so I got some burns on my armpits from that. And then some bad rashes that were so itchy. I had like, it was bad. Then I graduated and started using Dove. That didn't work very well. Like it did, but it was like not my favorite. And then I started using Secret. Now that's what I use. And it's pretty good. I think it's great. So that's what, and it smells great. Like it's almost like just smells so good. Like I want to just fucking twist the thing up and just go and just fucking eat it. Cause it smells so good. But that's my deodorant journey actually. So fuck all you guys that think I don't shower or don't care about my hygiene. Cause last time I checked, I have used every deodorant in the book and I could tell you about all of them, which means that I wear deodorant. So, and I also wear perfume too. I recently have been using, I have two that I use. I use the Marc Jacobs Daisy one. That's like pink. Cause it smells like a fucking, cause it's cute. Okay. And then I use the Louis Vuitton Cactus and I love both of them. Okay. And like, I know about the names of my perfumes. Want to know why? You fucking fuck you. Because I wear that. Okay. And I wash my hair too. Fucking why not? And I wash my armpits also. So yep. I was in the shower like a few hours ago today. Okay. You wouldn't know about that because I don't talk about that because I'm staying humble. But like me not talking about the amount that I shower is like, you know, I could like let you guys know every time I showered and just annoy you, but I don't. All right. Cause I stay humble and I don't tell anybody when I shower. I just keep it between me in the shower. Okay. Fuck you guys. Anyways. So that's like that's the gist on that. That's, I think we've talked about hygiene enough. I think it's a really soft, can you tell it's a sore subject for me? Can you tell? It's so weird that I'm looking at the camera. Like, I'm looking at the camera and, like, I like making eye contact with the camera like it's a person. And, like, there's people in the room, but I'm like looking at the camera. So awkward.
This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of two cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets. And so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping get more certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health.
Listen, guys, let me just vent to you about how dumb I am. So basically, every time I have like a mental breakdown or go through a rough patch, you know, I like to get more like a substantial rough patch. I'm talking about like some big event happens to me that it kind of destroys me a little bit. Yay. I get more ear piercings. So every few months I'll get more ear piercings. So like a few months ago, like no, like 8 months ago or so, I got my doubles pierced and I got one of my cartilage pierced, and then my cartilage fell out, but the two doubles stayed, and then that was fine for a while. And then another tragic event happened to me. Actually, it wasn't tragic, but it was definitely tough. A tough event happened to me, and then I got my triples pierced, and then I got my cartilage re-pierced. Anyway, so that was kind of recently. That was like whatever, like a few months ago. And I have like really sensitive skin and really sensitive ears. So I tend to get infected really easily. And this has been an issue since the 5 years old, getting my ears pierced at Claire's days. Okay. Like I always get infected. And part of it is because I sleep on my stomach, which means I sleep with my head to the side, which means that I wake up and my earring is like, it's like embedded in my skin from sleeping on that side of my head. And then I wake up and I have to poke it out of my skin. Yeah. So like, I'm not doing good with that. Like I literally wake up every morning and I have to like pull my earring out of my earlobe. It's like not chill at all. But that's kind of where we're at with that. I think I might replace, I need to get different earrings. Oh, I want to do that right now. Where do you buy earrings? Like that I wouldn't infect me. Like, we'll talk about this after. It's gotten better as I've gotten older. Like I can have like some like shitty hoops in for like, you know, an hour for like taking a photo or something like that. Cause like Instagram is live and like, you know, it's all I care about and stuff. Yeah. Maybe after this, I'm going to go buy some earrings from somewhere. Cause I'm really kind of like want to spice up my situation here. But anyway, and I only wear silver jewelry now for some reason, like I'm very OCD. Like I only wear silver jewelry, which is a problem because I only have gold jewelry, except for literally the jewelry I'm wearing right now. And recently I've been so into it. Like, I mean, my whole new mental breakdown piercing episodes have definitely helped. I always have like, you know, earrings in at all times and always silver. And my nose ring is silver. I love jewelry. What is going on? And then I always have my bracelet that I wear that's a lock. And then I have my necklace that's a matching lock. They were the UNICEF things. Like if you buy them, it donated to UNICEF. I thought that was great. And I love that. It's so cute. And then I have a necklace that says my name. Like I have so much jewelry on at all times. What is going on? That's crazy. I didn't even realize that I was a freaking jewelry gal. Okay. But I like love it. I think it's so fun. You totally grow into it though. Cause when I was younger, I was like, you couldn't catch me with jewelry on. I can't. I'm being sporty. Well, when you do sports as a child, you can't wear jewelry. You can't wear a necklace because you'll get choked, and you can't wear earrings because they'll rip out. And especially when you're like a gymnast, cheerleader, or any of those types of things, like hell no, you are not allowed to have jewelry in. So that was why I never did it. And now I can't stop. So anyway, send me some cute jewelry ideas on Twitter or something, because I would love that because I'm getting into that. Okay. And I'm not too excited about my combo that I have going on right now. Like, I just feel like I could do better. And I just feel like you guys could help me with that. But long story short, the reason why I brought this up is because my ears are infected right now. And it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. Like, with these headphones on right now, like, I, like, just feel aching going, like, down my back. Like, it's so bad. Like, they hurt so bad. And my mom texts me, like, once a day and is like, Emma, checking up on the ears. And I'm like, you don't want to know, honey. Henny. You just don't. Because they aren't infected. Is that all I want to talk about? All right, guys, you know what? Today was like a little shorter episode, but I thought we had fun. Let me know if you did. If you didn't, don't let me know. Sensitive, very sensitive. And I never know when I'm going to be reading your mean comment when I'm on my period. Don't want to risk this. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned something. I already said the period part. We'll keep that in. Yeah. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Okay. Let me know on wherever, like just get in contact with me somehow. Let me know what you want us to talk about next. I love your ideas and you, babe. Love you, babe. So, okay. Well, I will see you guys next week. Stay badass, Henny. Love you. That was gross. That's like a fucking like Pinterest quote. Like, stay badass. Stay badass and like beer. Like, be your best self and like don't let anyone dull your sparkle. Okay, bye.
'Cause
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.